Now, if you've ever been a football widow, you understand how long those games seem to take. I want my husband back. When is this going to be over? Of course, the commercials help it feel a lot longer, but you might ask yourself, well, what about all those huddles? I mean, what a waste of time. Do they have to do that? There's a game to win. These guys are stopping after every play to get their heads together. Well, of course, it's not a waste of time at all. If they try to play without that regular huddle, they're going to all go off in all kinds of directions, all kinds of confusion. Oh, by the way, and so will we. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no huddle, big muddle. Our word for today from the Word of God is in Luke chapter 10. We're beginning in verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, they came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to them. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha, she was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Okay, here's a brief description of what we just saw here. Mary in the huddle and Martha in a muddle. That would be my title for this passage today. Martha made a choice that I've made many times, and maybe you have too, usually to my frustration and chagrin. I've got so much to do. I just don't have time to sit down and be with Jesus right now. That's where she was. She didn't have time for the huddle. Mary's over there in the huddle. Martha says, that's a waste of time when there's so much to do. I got to get all this done. Well, as you probably learned, it's because you have so much to do that you must meet with Jesus. That huddle with him, that's what, as the kids would say, get your head together. As you spend quiet time in that huddle before you head into that overpowering schedule, you take a few moments to see your work as it looks through Jesus' eyes. You see the people in your world that are going to be pressing on you, and you see them through his eyes then. You begin to see what he sees, and they look different. You get some perspective. Often you'll even get a fresh idea in his presence as you listen to him. That's happened to me so many times. And suddenly, something that was a logjam mentally becomes a breakthrough in his presence. Most importantly, you remember during those moments how powerful he is, how much bigger Jesus is than the list you face, than the pressure you face. And you remember how much he loves you. In those moments, you find yourself offloading your work to him. And the result is a wonderful peace, a poise, a confidence that makes your work much less intimidating and much more manageable. Hey, maybe you've been running plays with no huddle in between, thinking you don't have time for the huddle. It now needs to become a non-negotiable in your schedule. See, when you don't have the huddle, it would be like a football team not having one. Stressed, confusion, broken plays. So commit yourself to a regular, scheduled huddle time with your Jesus and make it the highest priority of your personal schedule with everything else revolving around your time with him. Because remember, no huddle, big muddle.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations, sharing their hope stories and the gospel to thousands of Native young people. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.